Daily Gospel for Tuesday, the 1st of January, 2013. The Feast of the Church, the Solemnity of Mary, Mother of God. The Holy Gospel of Jesus Christ according to St. Luke, chapter 2, verses 16 to 21. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Commentary of the day attributed to Saint Cyril of Alexandria, who lived from 380 to 444, bishop and doctor of the church. A homily preached at the Council of Ephesus in 431. Hail Mary, Mother of God, august treasury of the whole world, unquenchable torch, crown of virginity, scepter of orthodoxy, temple indestructible, and place of the uncontainable, Mother and Virgin. Through you is named blessed in the Holy Gospel, he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hail Mary. You contain the uncontainable in your holy virginal womb. Through you the Trinity is glorified. Through you is the cross named precious and adored throughout the whole world. Through you heaven exults. Through you angels and archangels rejoice. Through you demons are put to flight. Through you the devil, the tempter, fell from heaven. Through you the fallen creature is taken up to heaven. Through you the whole created world, gripped in the madness of idolatry, came to a recognition of the truth. Through you comes about holy baptism for believers. Through you the oil of gladness. Through you, churches have been founded through the whole world. Through you, nations are led to repentance. What need is there to speak at length? Through you, the only Son of God shone his light for those who sat in darkness and in the shadow of death. What man can sing adequately the praise of Mary? She is both virgin and mother. The wonder astounds me. Shall the builder be forbidden to inhabit the temple he has built? Shall he be despised who chose his handmaid for his mother? See then, all things rejoice. May it be ours to fear and bow before the unity of the Trinity, to worship and tremble in awe before the indivisible Trinity as we sing praises of the ever-Virgin Mary, that is the Holy Church, and of her Son and Immaculate Spouse.